this is Jake calling from the Arctic. I think it's Tuesday, March 20th, but sometimes I lose track of the days. We didn't have a chance to get out hunting today. The weather has been kind of cold, and the wind has been blowing pretty hard, and tomorrow is supposed to be even worse. But I think maybe in a couple days we'll be able to get back out again. This is probably a good thing. What it will do is it'll blow the snow and cover all tracks. That way, when we finally do get to hunting again, if we cut any tracks at all, we're going to know that they're pretty fresh tracks, which is a good thing. Not much else to report. We did set a couple seal hooks last night. What they do is they take a huge treble hook, probably about 3 inches across, made out of really heavy gauge steel, and they have super sharp barbs on a treble hook configuration. Tie those to a piece of line, like rope, and then tie that to a piece of stick about 3 feet across, and they lower those down into a couple of seal breathing holes. The seals come up to get air, and when they turn around to go back down out of the hole, they get caught on the treble hook. And then you come along, when you pull on the rope, you can tell if there's something on the other end, and they go ahead and dispatch the animal and then pull it out of the hole, and we'll use that either eat it ourselves, or we'll use that to feed the dogs. And, of course, the scent from the seal will sometimes attract a bear as well. But that's not the purpose of it. The purpose is to feed the dogs and ourselves. I did have some fresh frozen seal meat last night. Wasn't bad at all. I've had blubber before, which I didn't think was all that great. But the red meat of the seal wasn't bad at all. Obviously, there's a little bit of a fishy taste to it. But that's obvious to be expected. Nothing else to report right now. Hope everybody's doing well. And I'll probably make another phone call tomorrow, but it'll probably be more of the same because I expect the wind to be 24 to 36 miles an hour, and it's probably somewhere between 25 and 35 below, so I'm sure we'll be inside tomorrow. Another hunter did come into camp today. I don't know if he's a polar bear hunter or a muskox hunter. I think he's hunting with a gun, but if I have any more amplifying information on that, I'll let you know tomorrow. I hope everybody has a good night, and I'll talk to you probably tomorrow sometime. Bye for now.